Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now 7 at the hour, it's a Monday. Hello, the first Monday, is it? No, but yeah.
When was Monday? It was last Monday was the first.
No, Tuesday was the first. You see what kind of shape I'm in. Not sure what day it is. Well, listen, if any of these things resonate with you today, then you're in good shape. You perhaps on Mondays don't know where to start. Sometimes it takes us a little while to get started here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay has the Ugga Buggas, the same thing that is that I was watching the notes back and forth, ladies, between all of you as to what to have her do, because Victoria was it last week on this day. I think you were out with the
last
same
Wednesday,
thing.
Yeah.
Allergies, was it? Well,
my allergies, I just didn't stay on top of it enough. And and it just, if it goes a few days without taking some kind of allergy medicine or, you know, doing, you know, some sort of nasal cleansing system, then it piles up.
Navage is good
get it.
To start with. The clear stuff that we've been talking about on
amazing.
The air.
That clear spray
is good.
Yeah. Very good stuff. And
no,
then,
I feel like, I don't know if I do it right or not, but I have to take a Zyrtec every single day.
Yeah.
Every day.
I had to double that.
I'm in trouble.
I took one on Saturday, and whatever it makes you do, I slept until 10 o'clock. I never sleep beyond 7:30 on the weekends, but I was gone.
That's why I tend to take like a Zyrtec over Benadryl. Benadryl makes you tired. Zyrtec, to me, I can still function when I take it. Yeah.
Well, I want to be careful not to take anything that will impede my driving equipment on the farm. That's something you got to, and with Benadryl, you definitely
this
can't.
This is a good thing. I'm so proud. Yeah. You're growing up.
Oh, thank you. How about that for good stuff? Okay. Over the weekend, there was in North Carolina a political rally. I see that Trump's daughter-in-law decided not to run. I guess that's the spoiler alert, right? Is that the basic takeaway other than Trump says, I'll be back? I'll be back.
Yeah, I think that was one of the big takeaways. A lot of people were wondering whether she would or she won't. Wouldn't.
She's an attractive candidate. She's from the state of.
Who are we talking about?
Laura Trump.
Oh, okay. The president's daughter-in-law or the former president's daughter-in-law, Eric Trump's wife, was looking at running there. She's from North Carolina and was always very popular. They would send her there a lot during presidential years to campaign for the president, and she was very popular there. And there was a lot of polling that indicated she would do pretty well if she ran for an open Senate seat that's being left behind by Tom Tillis. And so she was investigating that. The reason it didn't surprise me that she was not going to run and that she made that announcement over the weekend is that it took her a long time. You know, when people don't jump in right away when all the hullabaloo is blowing up around their name, they miss an opportunity. And so then you kind of feel like, are they going to really do it? Or is this just, you know, kind of you know, it's funny when you're in a public office or when you're a public figure like that. A lot of times people will come up to you and say, you should do this, you should do that, you should do this. And a lot of times a perfect example in our business is Larry Elder. Larry Elder, you should run for governor in California. You should run for Senate in California. And it's really nice to hear that. But then when you realize what's involved with it, when you start really going through it, you go, do I want to do that or not? So she said she wasn't. They offered an endorsement to another representative who's running for Senate. And that's kind of what came out of it. So there is a MAGA candidate or a Trump endorsed candidate now in North Carolina, just not Laura Trump.
Mm-hmm. And is that will carry enough weight to win the Trump endorsement?
I don't know. Yes, we see. I mean, he's still pretty popular, I think, in the state of North Carolina. She certainly is still really popular in North Carolina. So I think it doesn't hurt if you're a Republican running and you have a Trump endorsement. I think that's probably something that you're still seeking. Most Republicans are. Yeah, most Republicans are making their way to try to get that Trump endorsement, whether they go and see him or talk to him. That's something that's important on the Republican side. So I guess we'll wait and see. We'll see if it has the weight that it needs, right? In a year from now, we'll be talking about that.
Right. Okay. So the conservation, good Doug, conservative side, well, in my mind, conservation and conservative are the same thing, because I believe the true meaning of the word conservative is to save, and conservation is all about that. It's all a practical approach to resources, whether they be the environment, whether they be with inside yourself. You need to conserve your energy, conserve your strength, conserve a lot of things. This time of year, there are a lot of, you know, we think in the wintertime, I get a cold and it's terrible, the weather's awful. Well, the weather in the summertime, as we were just alluding a couple of minutes ago, creates situations, or summer, we're a couple of weeks away from summer, first day of summer, but it feels like where I am today it'll be 90, and yesterday it was close to the same thing. It feels like summertime. And the allergies, the things that are in the air, people sort of pass it off. I don't know whether there's more in the air. It feels like it's whether there's more, it's affecting us more. So that's the conversation we had about Jay not being here and what Victoria did last week and Jennifer taking the Zyrtec. All of these things are part of what we are going through in terms of conserving our strength and our well-being. We certainly have had a year and a half of talking about our strength and well-being, the COVID situation being what it is. But I wanted to talk about the definition of the word conservative and being a conservationist, if you will, because I saw something that made me kind of wonder. I'm not the same, as far as radio is concerned, I'm not the definition of a conservative host. I am a conservative in many ways, but I don't like being defined by a word. I define myself. Having said that, it bothers me, even if I don't agree or I do agree, with people like Eric Metaxas, excuse me. You must know who he is, Jennifer. I don't know whether you do, Victoria, but he's had a lot to say, and he had a YouTube channel. I have a YouTube channel. I don't use it much. Got some old TV stuff on it, but I don't use it. We don't put much stuff up there. Apparently, the folks at Facebook, because they own YouTube, right? Doesn't YouTube belong to Facebook? Who does it belong to?
Alphabet.
Oh, Google. Okay, yeah. All right, Google. Yep. So they threw him off of there. Do you know why? Jennifer, I'm trying to read more between the lines here, but it looks to me like...
I saw that article this morning in the trades, and I know this is very inside baseball, but that seems like, well, Salem, the company, took it down.
Ah, okay.
I haven't read through any of it yet, so I'm totally inept in this. But I do know that, for instance, Dennis Prager, who does great work with Prager University, and there is nothing, not
I
one
like
bad
Dennis
thing that I could think about about Prager University. They get
about
kicked
him.
Off of YouTube all the time. And I think, actually,
well,
they're not permanently
infraction?
Blocked.
What
because
kind of
they, well, one was great. One, they marked, I think, the very first time. And they sent it out, but I think Dennis went and testified in Washington, D.C. I'm going to get this right. I'm going to try. But the first, like, infraction was he was talking about a Bible verse or something like that and said, oh, gosh, I don't know if he said...
Well, the monitors.
The A word or something like that. And they tacked it as hate speech.
A word, you mean
quoting.
A-H word or A-H?
No, just A-S-S or something like that.
Oh.
And it was something so ridiculous, and he was tagged for, like, weeks, and they finally get it back up. They've constantly gone after him because of his messaging, I'm sure. And there's nothing hateful about Prager University. Prager is just a conservative outreach to young people. And they've knocked him down, taken him off. I think maybe permanently banned him, if I'm not mistaken. And like I said, he's had to testify about
this. So
they
are the thought police. They are
exactly.
The thought police. Yeah. And that's the danger in any of this stuff, whether we agree or we disagree. The two guys that run Google are leftists beyond belief. And so they focus on their point of view. And because they do own this stuff and it is private, they have the right to do what they want to do. The other side of that is that those in the public who see it happening need to call them out and tell people.
It looks like right now he's back up on YouTube. I don't know if they can post new stuff, but there is a channel still. But he gets constantly pulled down on this. I just wanted to make sure I didn't say permanently.
Well, no, I just think that under the circumstances, it is something that is distracting, if you will, distressing, because people need to be able to express their point of view. And if the public...
You say it all the time,
access,
though. People are told how to think,
not... Yeah,
or excuse me, they're told what to think, not how to
yeah,
think.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I mean, yep. It shouldn't bother anybody. If people don't like what Prager University says, well, keep on going. Move on to the next spot. Same thing if you don't like what Trump says on Facebook. Keep going. Move
well,
on
the
to
same
the next
thing
spot.
Is here. You know, if you don't like what somebody says, if you don't
somebody
like what Jennifer
say
says,
right.
don't like what Victoria yeah. says, right, there's somebody who has a different point of view. That's healthy. Then some of the other stuff is certainly not.
I just don't understand why we can't all be adults. I mean, there are plenty of things on social media that I don't like that go make me go, ugh, or make me go, that's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's my choice to either respond to that or just most oftentimes, 99.9% of the time, just keep scrolling by so you don't, I mean, go to something else. It doesn't, I don't know why we have to just tamp people's thoughts down all the time. But
it's
that's the
same.
Thing. And then they do it under the guise of being a private company. But now because so many people use these platforms to communicate with one another, as I've said a million times until my head explodes, they're a utility now. So if you're acting as a utility, how would anybody feel if, you know, for instance, I couldn't call Victoria because I voted for Trump and she doesn't agree with me politically, so now I can't use my cell phone to call her. Or vice versa. I mean, where does it stop? You know, does it stop in censoring people's use to ability to use the phone or an email? I mean,
and the more of this that we do, the more accustomed we are to it. We hear it, we become numb to it, and then we don't think about it. We just say, okay, well, we'll do something else. And that goes for the people. There are people who ask me all the time about MyPillow and whether I do commercials for MyPillow, and the answer is yes. Well, Mike Lindell, what about him? What about him? What do you mean, what about him? What do you mean? What about him? He has his... the same as you and everybody else, the ability to express himself. You don't want to buy his pillows because you don't like his political point of view. That's up to you. But that doesn't mean I'm going to stop telling the story or stop advising people about the special deals that are in my... I mean, this becomes... this is really sick. That's a sickness when you say, ah, we're going to stop him from that. No. No, this is America. You don't stop people from doing any of this stuff. As a matter of fact... the more people who think about things, at least they get stuff, they think about it, and then they take action, and that's a good thing. So let's give everybody the opportunity to take some action here. MyPillow, lots of things that are on deep discounts right now with all the MyPillow products using the DJV code, the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They are cool, man. And I mean cool this time of year, that Giza cotton when you go to bed in a hot night feels great. MyPillow premium pillows, the pillowcases, the My Slippers. Get your MyPillow six-piece towel set right now for $44.98 with the promo code DJV. That's right. Our promo code is DJV. And when you're visiting MyPillow.com, use it for the great bargains from 30 to 65% off. That's at MyPillow.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
All right, we have goat yoga lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, Megan, can you go
at Finley Fitness? Personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late.
Hey, Dylan, can you... Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
23 after the hour now, Monday the 7th of June. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keevan. Jay's not here, but in her spirit, we have the winner of week one of our works contest, W-O-R-X, what the prize package is, and who the winner is right after this.
Sadness and misery, I don't feel either of these. I'm in a good mood.
Okay.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
Well, it just didn't sound very bluesy.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Okay, well, let's try it again.
Smile on my face.
Nope, that's still happy.
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
I know we have some big fanfare, though. Wow. Oh, that's terrible. Come on.
That's pretty terrible.
Something better than that. Jeepers, crow. All right, let's get to...
How about that?
Yeah, we spare no expense here. Isn't there some trumpet fanfare that you can find somewhere in there? Meanwhile, we had a number of nominations to our Father's Day contest. We've been telling everybody for the last week or so, or 2 weeks actually, to set this up. We were going to give away some prizes to fathers for Father's Day, and we asked for you to nominate your dad. Why is it that your dad is, and you fill in the blank, your favorite? So the best of the best last week, we all voted on this, is Trish McCoy Benavides, B-E-N-A-V-I-D-E-S. And here is what she wrote. The nomination of a man in my boy's life, Mike. Even though neither one of my boys share his bloodline, you couldn't tell from the outside looking in. Mike works in construction, lost his home in Indiana, vehicles, pets, everything he owned, including thousands of dollars worth of tools, and a house fire that started in his garage a couple of years ago. He moved down here to South Georgia to be closer to us and to get a fresh start. Doesn't have any children of his own, but treats my boys as if they shared his last name. He does it all from building Lego sets, birdhouses with my 7-year-old. Excuse me.
A little allergy call.
Wow. Oh, my God. He's damn allergy.
He was overcome. He was overcome,
yeah.
Tish.
Yeah, I was. Yes, right. Anyway, well, this is a fabulous story about a guy who basically takes on these kids. And all of us read this, and we thought, wow, how cool is this? And so this, for a guy who works 6 days a week, a lot of hours and that sort of thing, but finds
time. Well,
and sometimes
steps don't get any attention on holidays like Father's Day or Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Tisha's situation is, but a lot of times the attention goes to biological dads. And so, you know, it's nice to give the stepdad a little attention. So
right.
Good for him.
And good for her. So, Tisha, you nominated your husband, Mike. Good for you. Good for Mike because he'll get the prize package. You have a chance to win your own Works Father's Day prize package, which includes a 40-volt circular saw, standard size, and the electric pressure washer worth about $400. You can enter to win this week by posting a photo of your dad on our Facebook page at DJV Show. Or you can tag us in a photo of your dad on Instagram at DJV Show. Dads and father figures, moms who cover the role of dad, all eligible. All the rules and regulations are at djvshow.com, so you can start doing that today and go until Friday morning, okay? So another chance. We got three of these to go through this week. In the next couple of weeks, we'll go through the second and third week. Works Father's Day prize at djvshow.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford is advancing technology with state-of-the-art innovations and promoting its mainstream adoption of making Ford's state-of-the-art driver assistance hands-free technology standard on certain models or as a relatively affordable option on others. The advanced new driver assist feature will arrive first on the 2021 Ford F-150 and Mustang Mach-E models. The technology will be available the third quarter of 2021 via over-the-air updates. And for more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris' diplomatic trip to Guatemala and Mexico got off to a rough start on Sunday after her plane was forced to return to Joint Base Andrews in Maryland about 25 minutes after it had taken off. Air Force Two landed safely. Spokesperson Simone Sanders says the plane returned because of a technical issue and said there was no major safety concerns. A federal judge has overturned California's 3-decades-old ban on assault weapons, ruling that it violates the constitutional right to bear arms. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom condemned the order. Gun Owners of America spokesperson Antonia Okafor on Fox News says the judge made the right decision.
Yes, let us give the power back to the people and actually protect their rights to keep and bear arms. We're seeing a lot of representatives who do the opposite in putting these people in this position. So the federal judge is absolutely correct.
USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody.
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
As the Arizona Senate continues to audit the 2020 election in Maricopa County, another state is exposing election official irregularities and punishment. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Georgia Republican Party has approved a resolution censuring Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. The resolution says he failed to perform his duties in accordance with the laws of the Constitution of the state of Georgia. Epoch Times reports that Republicans accused Raffensperger of, quote, undermining the security of our elections by allowing mass mailings of absentee applications by his office and third parties, which created opportunities for fraud and overwhelmed election offices, rendering accurate signature matching nearly impossible, allowing ballot drop boxes without proper chain of custody, and ignoring sworn affidavits and disregarding evidence of voter fraud. Raffensperger has said there is no evidence of widespread fraud occurring in the 2020 election. The state election board, which he chairs, has sent dozens of election fraud cases to prosecutors. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
300 million vaccine doses in American arms. Dan Naraki reports.
The CDC says that more than 300 million doses of COVID vaccine have been administered in the United States. As of Sunday, just over 49% of Americans over 12 are now fully vaccinated. New data also showing that 14 states have reached the goal of 70% of their adult residents receiving at least one dose of vaccine. The White House has set a goal of getting 70% of all adults in the country to have received at least one dose by July 4th.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
34 at the hour. It's hot around the country. That's a good thing. It's summertime, almost summertime. We are hot for sure. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay is out today because of the flu and the ugga-bugga stuff. We're adventuring through the jungles of time and space here on the DJV program. And you have a special invitation to participate. Again, congratulations to the winner, Tara Benavides of... Tisha? What did I say? Tara?
Tara. You called her Trisha and Tara now.
Yeah.
So clearly you're like her uncle. So okay. Tisha, Uncle right. Ducky, is giving you something.
Ms. Benavides and her husband, Mike. That's good. Very cool. First prize winner in our 3-week contest. You can enter starting today later on and work through the week. We're looking for a picture of the person that you think is that special father. All right, what's the picture look like of the person you think is a cool dad? Let's see what we have here in terms of moving around. I wonder what kind of a father the Premier of China is. What do you suppose? Does he lie and cheat and steal with his kids and his wife too?
Like probably depends on what gender he had, right?
Ah. Right, he could be. Yeah, you're right. I wonder. Well, they don't have too many of those that survive over in China, right? Anybody who's different, they shoot them.
I think now because they're having such a population issue because there are not enough young to take care of the old in China that I don't think there's much limitation on the amount of kids you can have and, you know, what gender.
Yeah, they lifted that. I think you can have 3 now.
Really? All right, so anyway, the Chinese are in the thick of it now. People are really waking up. I feel somewhat vindicated, although because most of my ideas are off the charts and they're from another planet and people say, this guy's a kook. What does he know? And so that's, I guess, why I'm not on WABC in New York, perhaps, because I have a lot of ideas that are not in the mainstream. This has been one of them. Oh, the Chinese government, they do this on purpose. They let it out to get... All right, so Jennifer, what's the latest from this weekend, the latest reports about the Chinese and the COVID and what they really did?
So thank goodness for it, for like independent reporters, because now the real story, I think, is starting to come out. And I'll cite a couple of sources for you.
And
just
it's really
so
you disgraceful. You know what? Mentioning that, thank you for saying that, because it shows what a disgrace most of the so-called reporting community is. It's like watching Christiane Amanpour and her BS. I don't know why I do it, but every once in a while I turn it on. It's so slanted, and it's so protective of, it becomes nonsense. And most of the stuff that you've been hearing, and if people are talking honestly about it now, is because they have to, not because they want to. So anyway. Go ahead, Jennifer. I just wanted to get 2 cents.
The person that I'm talking about, and you can check him out. You can check out his Twitter feed. I think he does a really good job, and he's not really even associated with any major news outlet at this point. He used to work for Fox News. He hasn't for a long time.
He doesn't toe the line.
He's out on the West Coast, and his name is Adam Housley. He is married to one of the Maori twins. I think it's Tamara, but I'm not sure.
Tia and Tamara.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so he's married to one of them, like I said. Doesn't matter who he's married to. But he does a lot of, I mean, if you want to know, like, he's not a Republican. He's not a Democrat. He says it all the time. I'm an independent. I put out the news. That's it. And there's so much. And I think the reason I think he doesn't have a job is that he calls out the media, both on the right and on the left, for not really telling the true story. And so he started reporting that there was this defector that is now in the hands of American intelligence who has started to just spew on what really went down.
They call it China.
Yes. And so one of the things that came out on Friday, and it's about, like, you lose your mind. U.S. intelligence continues to believe that the spread was intentional of COVID and that China had an effective vaccine earlier in 2020 and only used it for those who, quote, mattered in the country. So that's why their high-level officials probably had a really good survival rate, because they were all vaccinated. That's why so many deaths, even though they were undercounted probably by China, also...
I heard 4.3 million is what I've heard.
Yeah. DHS apparently is testing passengers from China as they come into the country, regardless of their documentation, like if they have vaccine status, because they don't trust the government of China. There are high-tech restrictions.
So when's Joe Biden going to come out and say stuff like this and put them in there?
If they have this person, and by the way, another friend of mine, so that story was reported by Adam Housley. This other friend of mine who has been doing a ton of reporting into China is Jennifer Van Laar. She works for Red State, which is a conservative-leaning publication, but she does really good reporting. And this person that she talks about, this defector, she confirmed Adam Housley's reporting. I happened to be on the phone with her when she got a call from this defector who, like, left this full-on story, or I guess someone with a source, essentially, in the government that has information about this defector. And they say that the FBI director, Christopher Wray, was ambushed with the information. He didn't even know that this woman existed. I think it's a woman. They said that the DIA leadership kept the defector within their clandestine services network to prevent the State Department and others from accessing the person, because they feel that there is corruption with inside our own government that would have tried to eliminate this because of their connection to China.
And of course,
do you know what kind of story this is? This is like a movie script.
Yeah, well, also brings down a lot of people in power, and
they've had this defector for 3 months, and no one has heard anything about it.
Okay, so you make up your own mind when you go through all of this stuff, but more and more every day, what I have theorized from pretty much the beginning is what really is coming. It's not about me, oh, Doug, you're so smart. No, it's just about what is real. And I've been around long enough to know that most of the Schwerber that comes from any of these news networks is not real. It's garbage. It's BS. It's aimed at entertaining you. It's called infotainment. Once in a while, you get somebody who gets shot or a policeman gets run over or something. You get that story. But then you see the story on the news, local news, first, fast and factual, the story of a puppy jumping into a swimming pool. Okay, so that's wonderful, but yeah, what does that do
Just to finish up the story, because there's just a tiny bit more here, but this is back to Adam Halsey's reporting. He was tweeting out on the 3rd, so whatever day that was, Friday, being told the increased pressure on China in recent days is due to a defector with intimate knowledge. Christopher Wray didn't know right away because they wanted to make sure they got all they needed before telling him. U.S. intelligence believes China is trying to produce variants that suggest it came from bats to cover it up from originally coming from a lab. The belief is that it still escaped accidentally but was allowed intentionally to spread. And again, he says, what I reported tonight, U.S. intelligence has a Chinese defector with Wuhan info, and China is trying to produce variants that suggest it came from bats to cover up that coronavirus originally came from the lab. So
contamination like you wouldn't believe. Okay, so there's that story. As long as we're focusing on Jennifer, the basketball finals continue. The Lakers are now out, right? But the Clippers have stayed in. Interesting that the Clippers used to be team two and the Lakers were team one. Now, not so fast when it comes to that, right?
Yeah, still in Los Angeles, I think they are the second-tier team. But yeah, they weren't able to cut it this year. They lost to the Phoenix Suns. Yeah.
Yeah, but the Clippers haven't been eliminated yet, have they?
No, the Clippers won. They're moving on to round two.
That's what I'm saying. So they're moving on. All right. So
well,
anyway,
I think, like, PR kind of wise, I think you're saying that they shouldn't be the second tier, but they kind of are.
They are, right. Yeah.
It's always the Jets and the Giants here. The Jets are always the lower tier team in the New York, New Jersey area.
Well, in Chicago, it's always you got the Cubs and the White Sox. The White Sox are always second. The Cubs are always first. That's always been the way that it kind of is. Yeah, you're right. That's a good analogy, Victoria. Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn, I'm Doug Steffen. So there's a new weight loss drug that's on the market. It supposedly is a game changer. Situation with obesity. You listen to Dr. Ken Kronhaus on this program. You hear the story of how, and just have to, I brought my, all the guys and gals that are on the farm who hadn't gotten shots yet. There was a clinic held here in Framingham over the weekend, so I brought everybody to the clinic to get shots. I didn't give them a choice. I was nice about it. I said, come on, we're all getting in the truck and we're going down to this clinic and we're going to get our shots. And so, the lady in charge works for a local non-affiliated, that is an independently owned drugstore. Yes, there are still a few of those around. It isn't all CVS. It isn't all Rite Aid. It isn't all Walgreens. But this fellow, actually a Korean, he was born in Korea, came to this country. He and his brother own a block. This is the great American story. These guys came here from Vietnam after the war with zero minus zero. Nothing. And so they decided, one of them learned they had gone to school in Vietnam for their specialties. One of them is a good businessman and has set up with his side of the family a shop. This is a salon. They do hair and all that other stuff. And then on the other side, the brother that had, there's a restaurateur. Anyway, the point is, that they have done extraordinarily well here, and they haven't had any help. None, zero. They started and they made something out of themselves. I just think it's kind of a cool thing. Anyway, so I was telling the story about the drugstore that this guy on the other side of the block runs, and he had this clinic. And so we all went down and got our shots, and there was a lady there who worked at the pharmacy who was really kind of, it was a sad story, but yet it was a good story because she told her of her experience with COVID and how she got it and how she wished that she had gone on a diet a long time ago, but this put her on a diet. I thought, you know, it pointed out the fact that a lot of people who have gone through this have had diabetes and been overweight and that sort of stuff. So along comes, the reason I started telling that story is because there's a new weight loss treatment that some experts say is groundbreaking. It's called semaglutide, if I'm pronouncing that right, Victoria, right? Is that how to pronounce it?
Yeah, but you would know it from TV commercials as Ozempic, which is a type 2 diabetes medication. And so apparently some of the side effects of people who were taking it for type 2 diabetes was that they were losing weight. And so they started testing. Well, you know how like that happens so often with drugs, they find a secondary use for it.
Yes.
So they upped the dosage, and at the higher dosage of 2.4 milligrams, they found that on average, over half of the participants, and I think they had thousands of people in this study, they lost 15% of their body weight, and over a third of them lost 20% of their weight, which is
so. What are the negative? Massive. Are there any negative side effects of this?
So far, nothing has been. What does it do
to your blood sugar?
Because it lowers your blood sugar.
Got it. So if you're non-diabetic, can you take it?
Oh, yeah. This is now at this higher level. This is just for weight loss because it signals your brain to reduce appetite. And then it has, it's essentially.
This is a long study, too, Victoria.
Yeah.
This is like a year, almost a year and a half. People have been trying to do this.
So we'll probably, and it's already on the market. So, and I see ads for it constantly. But, I guess now it's been approved. It got approved on Friday, so we'll see how.
Is that the one that the jingle is, Ozambic? Is that the.
No, probably. It's the other one, the other O. But that's what I thought, too. But Ozambic does a ton of commercials.
A lot of advertising.
The one you're thinking of is the one for psoriasis. I can breathe freely.
That's all the commercials are, though. It's
that's
just drugs.
It's all so in this case, we've been critical of a lot of these ads
jingle.
And a lot of the drugs.
Yeah.
We're a drug-oriented society, but apparently this stuff works. If you have a body mass index over 30, you should be on this. Most
Which
of us
42% of Americans at this point.
Awful. Isn't that awful?
I know.
All right, so let's say you get on to that. And then it's like everything else. You lose the weight. How do you keep it off? We turn the page to focus for a moment on Calitrin, the way to keep it off. After you've lost the weight, you can do that with Calitrin. The good thing about Calitrin is that it doesn't interfere with any medication that you're on, no matter what. Whether you're on, you can, with drugs, take Calitrin. With any sort of supplemental routine, you can take Calitrin. It's all natural. It works safely. To keep the weight off. And right now you can buy a 3-month supply and get another 3 free as we continue with the specials. Use the DJV code when you check out at toploss.com to order Calitrin and keep the weight off. So whatever you do, maybe you use this new drug that we were talking about, but to keep the weight off, you stay on Calitrin and it keeps you where you are. What a fabulous success story they are. And you can have that success too. Go to toploss.com, please, toploss.com, and sign up for the deal. You don't have to pay for shipping either if you use the DJV code. So get 3 months free and free shipping. Calitrin keeps the weight off. Keep it off at toploss.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com.
That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Three past the hour. It's Tech Talk time for Monday, the 7th of June. Doug Stephanie with Victoria Keelan, all of her expertise. So this is a universal story, I guess, in a manner of speaking, because people will turn their nose up because it's Facebook or because it's Trump. Or maybe right. Both, Victoria. So what's the scoop?
Well, so Facebook said on Friday that it plans to suspend former President Trump for 2 more years following his comments inciting violence in the wake of the Capitol insurrection on January 6th. Facebook will reinstate him only if, quote, the risk to public safety has been receded. I don't know what that means, and I don't know how that's assessed. How is that?
It's we'll do what we want to do when the time handled? Comes. This yeah. is my company, and I'll do what I want, says Mark Zuckerberg.
So,
more
yeah,
of the same
so
sort of thing we were talking about earlier.
So this new policy refers specifically to the behavior of public figures during periods of heightened violence or unrest. So this isn't just Trump. This is going to be any public figure. They're really reassessing how they – basically, if you've been a public figure, especially an elected official, you've been really able to slide on a whole lot on Facebook. They're now saying that if they're going to treat Trump this way, essentially they have to treat everybody the mm-hmm. same way. And that's
right.
what the back in May when we were talking about the newly formed Facebook Oversight Board, that's an independent board that was put together to come up with what they should do in terms of this new policy. And so they kicked it back to Mark Zuckerberg and said, you know, we'll give you another 6 months and you've got to come up with some real policy here because we want this to be applied evenly and thoroughly to everyone. So
yeah.
their
yeah.
ruling is that Trump is out for 2 years. Naturally, he, you know, wasn't happy about this. He said, made a comment.
He's got his own thing, though. Why does he need this?
He doesn't have his own thing. His blog was short-lived and has shut down already. So he didn't want to do it. It's too much work to keep up a blog. I have shut down blogs in the past because it's a lot of work. Yeah, he didn't want to do it, I guess. And so I think he's still in talks with other social media platforms. But I, you know, for the next 2 years, we'll see what happens with Facebook, but he's out.
All right. He's out. But let's find out in a moment who's in. If you're a tennis player, you may be interested in this application of this app. We'll have that story for you right after this.
It's like I blinked, and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with the right parts, advice from their professional parts people, and their free loaner tool program. No need to purchase a tool if you're only going to use it once. Your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required at the time of the rental. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask about their free loaner tool program, or you can visit O'ReillyAuto.com. All right, so this is an app that, if it's the same one I'm thinking about, Victoria, I use on the plane when I take a nap. Is that what this is, this app?
It's called the Calm app. Yeah, I mean, yeah. They have, it's a meditation and mindfulness app.
Mindfulness. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so right. They're in the news because, as we all know, pro tennis player Naomi Osaka recently was fined $15,000 for not participating in the post-match media interviews during the French Opens. And then when they fined her, and then the other Grand Slam tournaments came forward saying, well, you know, we might just ban her from it for not talking to the press after the match, she dropped out of the French Open and said that she was just prioritizing her mental health. And a lot of people came to her defense and definitely supported her. Calm, the app, is actually supporting her even more. They're paying her $15,000 fine. And they said that they will pay for any other professional athlete who is fined for not wanting to talk to the press due to mental health issues or concerns. So it's really good press for them. And it also, I think, it shows that these tournaments have to, and they came out last week because they saw that the PR was looking terrible on all the Grand Slams. So they came out and said they support Naomi and they want to work with the athletes and make sure that they're comfortable and things like that. So, but for Calm to come forward and say, hey, we'll pick up the bill if you don't want to do it is pretty big. One other major story that has broken now, that I just want to mention. The big ransomware attack on the Colonial Pipeline, which we all know about, shut down gas on the East Coast. Right. They were able to hack into that because they had found a compromised password. What that means, someone used their password on numerous sites. The same password was what we were always telling you not to do here. And it's something. One of those sites got hacked. They grabbed the password off the dark web and hacked the Colonial Pipeline with it.
Wow.
That's how big of a deal it is to never repeat the same password.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.